Hello, Eric. Good morning, everybody. It's Super Regional Friday in the world of girls high school wrestling. Four hosting sites around the state featuring eight regions. Tyson Arena in Sioux City, Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines, Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, and the Mason City High School Fieldhouse. All the sites will start at 10 a.m. this morning. The top four individuals in each weight class will advance on to the state tournament next Thursday and Friday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Seven KMCH Sports Coverage Area teams will be competing in Mason City, West Delaware, Starmont West Central, and Cascade. Three more in Cedar Rapids, Independence, East Buchanan, and Western Dubuque. And Anamosa has to make the trip to Des Moines. The West Delaware Hawks in Region 7 in Mason City. Second-year head coach Dale Meyer talks about the mindset his wrestlers need to be successful.
We just have to have the right mindset that we got a chance if we just keep improving, and how we wrestle at Walmack makes me excited for the whole thing. I think they're wrestling their best right now, and that's all we can ask for is right now is keep improving and wrestle your best and see how we do.
We'll have updates from Mason City, Cedar Rapids, and Des Moines starting at 10:45 this morning and then 45 minutes after each hour the rest of the day until 5 o'clock. The West Delaware boys wrestling team has had the week off since last Saturday after sweeping the CPU Duels in Center Point with four W's. Veteran head coach Jeff Voss says this week has been used to rest and mentally prepare for the WAMAC Conference Tournament coming up on Saturday.
Mindset right now is how much better can we get between now and our last match? If we keep that mindset, we're going to continue to grow, and that's going to allow us to, you know, hopefully compete against some of the best teams in 2A. This is a good week for us. I think we got a little momentum going. The kids are getting healthier. The attitude in the room is good. The WAMAC tournament's a mini state tournament. I'll put our conference up against any conference in 2A for sure. We can hold our own against any other conference in 3A as well. It's a great conference to compete in. It prepares you for the postseason. We're looking forward to that opportunity to go down there and focus on individuals and wrestle in some great competition.
We'll have all the hold-by-hold action tomorrow of West Delaware matches and all the Independence matches we can cover. But Jamie Vasky and Roger Reed live right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.com and the KMCH app from Williamsburg High School starting around 10 a.m. Latest high school girls basketball rankings released by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union yesterday morning. In Class 1A, Northland is still number one. Now with a record of 16-1, number seven is Calmus Wheatland. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford still the top team. Number 10, the Cascade Cougars, as they are 11-3. In Class 3A, Mount Vernon, the number one team with a 15-2 mark now. Solon is number five, Dubuque Waller Catholic 6, Benton Community number 8. Monticello, the Panthers are 12-2 at number 9. The West Delaware Hawks in the rankings for the first time, as they are number 14 with a record of 9-7. In Class 4A, number one is Clear Creek Amana with a 14-0 mark. Wively Shamrock is number two. The Maquoketa Cardinals are 11-2. They're number 10. Marion is number 11. Central DeWitt at number 12. In Class 5A, Johnston, the number one team. Cedar Rapids Prairie is 8. Coach Matt Utoff in West Des Moines Valley, an 8-7 record now. Number 13. In coverage area basketball from last night on the girls' side, it was a battle of number ones at North Lynn as the Lynx welcome in the Mustangs of Mount Vernon. Number one North Lynn in 1A, number one Mount Vernon in 3A, and it was a tight back-and-forth contest through a quarter and a half as Mount Vernon led 15-12 after the first frame. North Lynn with a great second quarter, scoring 19 points. They never looked back, leading by 5 at halftime, 31-26, an 8-point lead at the end of the third frame, and they went on to win by 12, 60-48. 23-point baskets combined on the night for both teams. The Lynx had 13, the Mustangs with 7. Elsewhere, Anamosa roughed up Starmont 68-10. It was Beckman Catholic falling to Comanche at home in Dyersville 37-33. In boys' play, Anamosa handled Starmont 72-38. Full slate of games in the coverage area tonight. We'll have West Delaware girls basketball as they host Marion in a battle of ranked teams. at Seedorf Gymnasium on the KMCH Sports video stream. Roger Wright will join me on the call. Again, on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Depending on timing of the Super Regional Girls Wrestling, we will try to bring you West Delaware Boys Basketball from Marion tonight, right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. If that is unable to happen, we'll bring you West Delaware Girls Basketball on all three of our audio formats as well. To Division III Men's College Basketball, a former KMCH Sports coverage area All-Stater making history for the Upper Iowa Peacocks last night on the road in Liberty, Missouri. Jake Hilmer, the senior guard for Upper Iowa, breaking the all-time scoring record for the Peacocks, putting up 31 points in the contest, bringing him to 2,198 in his career. Hilmer surpassed Jim Bushkowski, who played from 1970 to 74. He set the previous record at 2,194 points. The Upper Iowa men have won 9 of their last 10 games as they took down William Jewell 85-73. The Peacocks improved their record at 12-5 overall, 7-2 in the GLVC. They'll return to action on Saturday afternoon as they head to Kansas City to take on Rockhurst with a 2 o'clock tip time. And a former coverage area standout golfer is one of 17 Minnesota State student-athletes that have received the NSIC Miles Brand All-Academic with Distinction honor. Kelly Winter, a Maquoketa Valley grad and Earlville native, a senior at Minnesota State, has a grade point average of 3.75 or higher. Winter will be recognized by the NSIC with a Certificate of Achievement and a wristwatch. A total of 261 student-athletes from the NSIC's 15 institutions will receive the award in its 15th year. After departing Maquoketa Valley, Winter played 2 seasons at Iowa Lakes Community College. At Minnesota State, she is majoring in graphic design. Kelly is the daughter of Joanne Winter and Joe Winter. The West Delaware girls and boys bowling teams will host their final home contest of the season later today, starting with the first rolls at 4 o'clock as they welcome in the Mustangs of Independence out at Lightning Lanes here in Manchester. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.